we launch here to the third hour of the program. The number for you is 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can create the content on the site. So what you see on the front page there was actually put there by listeners like you. And the way that works is you find something online you want to share with our listeners, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the site in the upcoming stories queue. And then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. The most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website. So go ahead and get on over and get interactive at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. Nico is on the line listening in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering, you guys use two-way radios during activism events, right?
Yes, that is correct. Up here in New Hampshire, we have a bunch of folks who've moved here as part of the Free State Project, and some of us have decided to utilize the communications tool, which is a two-way radio, and it is very effective at getting the word out if something is happening in a very small, localized area.
Okay. I was wondering if there's any particular reason why you guys use the Marine Band rather than GMRS or Family Radio Service or CP or those other alternatives?
Well, that's a good question. And you're talking about different sorts of bands where the FCC has set aside people and manufacturers to be able to utilize these frequencies for personal two-way communication. Some of them, like CB and Family Radio Service, are unlicensed, and others, like Marine and the GMRS radios, are supposedly licensed services. But as a gentleman called and pointed out recently, many of these services people just utilize anyway, and the feds can't really do anything about it because the FCC doesn't have active listening stations to where they can monitor these bands. They have to rely on people essentially complaining to them about folks using those bands without permission, and then they would have to act on that complaint and somehow investigate it and catch the offending parties at doing those things. So it would be very, very difficult for them to crack down. But essentially, they were chosen because the Marine bands, I guess, it wasn't my choice. It was somebody else who kind of looked into this, more of a radio geek than I am. And his perception was that, you know, Marine Band isn't as popular as, say, ham radio or CB, so it would be a little more out of the way for people to come across the communications. It's more powerful. The radios are more powerful than the Family Radio Service.
That seems important.
And I don't know if they're more powerful than GMRS, though, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's simply because he thought that GMRS was more widely distributed than, as far as the radios are concerned, than the Marine Band.
Oh, okay. Well, do you guys ever have any problems of actually stepping on any actual legitimate Marine communications?
Well, I've never heard
one.
Really? Wow. Okay.
I've never heard anything like that, so no. There's dozens of channels out there. And, you know, people aren't using... There is one on the Marine Band, there is one channel that's designated for emergency purposes. Obviously, we're not using that channel. So, there you go.
Okay, so obviously it's licensed, so is it really easy to be able to get a radio, or do you have to somehow prove that you have a license or something like that?
You know, I've only just heard that it's licensed. Honestly, I've never looked into it. As I recall, when I
bought radio on the Internet.
Yeah, as I recall, when I opened the package, I didn't recall seeing any kind of warning about, you better look out, the FCC is going to get you.
They usually put it in fine print.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the legalities of it, and I don't really care.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I was just curious.
Very good. Anything else on your mind tonight, Nico?
No, thank you. You guys have a good night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank. Frank in New York. Are you there, sir? Sounds like he's listening to the phone, the feed in the background. That's generally a very poor way to sit on hold. So we're going to put him back on hold. Just a note for anyone planning to call into the show: listen on the phone. It may be tempting to listen via your computer speakers or your radio.
It can be convenient at times
because it will sound better. Because phones don't generally sound very good.
Plus, you don't have to hold the phone to your head.
Right, but unfortunately that means that when we pick up the line, you won't be there, and it'll sound like that. So in the meantime here, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Now, there's more detail coming out, by the way, on the Mega Upload case over at ArsTechnica.com. They've got more information from the 72-page indictment that has been released by the federal government. They've arrested not quite half a dozen employees of this Mega Upload website, and I guess they've also gone after the enigmatic founder, who's apparently named Kim.com, as in his last name is .com.
In a 72, that does sound enigmatic.
They say here that the site's employees were paid lavishly and spent lavishly. The graphic designer, a 35-year-old Slovakian,
as if that has anything to do with anything, okay,
made more than $1 million in 2010 alone. The indictment goes after six individuals who, between them, owned 14 Mercedes-Benz automobiles with license plates such as Police, Mafia, V, Stone, CEO, Hacker, Good, Evil, and, perhaps presciently, Guilty. The group also had a 2010 Maserati, 2008 Rolls-Royce, and a 1989 Lamborghini.
Sounding stranger all the time, Ian.
They had not one but three Samsung 83-inch TVs, two Sharp 108 TVs, someone owned a Predator statue, motorbikes, jet skis, artwork, and even 60 Dell servers could all be forfeit to the government if it can prove its case against the members of the mega conspiracy. And the case is a major one involving international cooperation between the U.S., Hong Kong, the Netherlands, U.K., Germany, Canada, and the Philippines.
Makes you wonder what kind of cooperation they'd get in those circumstances if there wasn't something wrong with what this website's doing.
In addition to the arrest, 20 search warrants were executed today in multiple countries. Going after Mega Upload, one of the most popular sites in the world, might seem to be a strange choice. As an example of its scale, Mega Upload controlled 525 servers in Virginia alone and had another 630 in the Netherlands and many more around the world. For years, the site had claimed to take down unauthorized content when notified by rights holders. It has a registered DMCA. It has registered a DMCA agent with the U.S. government and created a so-called abuse tool and given rights holders access to it. It has negotiated with companies like Universal Music Group about licensing content. And in 2011, CEO Kim.com reached out to PayPal and told them that their legal team had determined that their competitors were involving themselves in criminal activity by paying for pirated content. And essentially they snitched out some of their competitors to PayPal, telling PayPal that the sites pay everyone, even those people who upload pirated content, and that they are using PayPal to pay them. So trying to get PayPal a heads up on that.
Live by the sword.
But the government asserts Mega Upload merely wanted the veneer of legitimacy, while its employees knew full well the site's main use was to distribute infringing content. Indeed, the government points to numerous internal emails and chat logs from employees showing that they were aware of copyrighted material on the site and even shared it with each other.
That ain't going to be good.
Because of this, the government says the site does not qualify for a safe harbor of the kind that protected YouTube from Viacom's $1 billion lawsuit. For instance, the abuse tool allegedly does not actually remove the file being complained about by a rights holder. Instead, it only removes a specific web address that linked to that file. But there might be hundreds of such addresses for popular content.
Well, I mean, if all they can do is remove the web address, right?
Well, they could pull the file down from their server.
Okay.
They're saying that they didn't do that. Mega Upload's employees apparently knew how the site was being used. When making payments through its Uploader Rewards program, employees sometimes looked through the material in those accounts first. 10-plus popular full DVD rip split files, a few small porn movies, some software with key generators, wares, said one of these notes. The DMCA does not provide a safe harbor to sites who actually have knowledge of infringing material and do nothing about it. In a 2008 chat, one employee noted that we have a funny business, modern days pirates, to which the reply was, we're not pirates, we're just providing shipping services to pirates, said one employee. So, yeah, that's not looking good.
Yeah, that ain't going to go well for them. You know, I'm not saying that people shouldn't be able to share things that they possess, especially when that doesn't, it doesn't take anything from the person who originally possessed it. But I think there's a lot of arguments to be had for especially sharing things that, where people don't make money off of it. But I think it'll look good.
Let's get back with more here in a moment. 855-453. More about what's going on with Mega Upload. And is what they did wrong, even if they knew what it was being used for? It's Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And, of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Got lots of features, and we give them to you. Go there and enjoy listening options, including broadband and dial-up versions of our live streams. They are around the clock available to you. You can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live there at any time. In addition to that, we'll give you a list of radio stations you can tune into, AM and FM across the country, over 100 of them. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel and the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you're time is so monopolized that you just don't feel like you've got enough time in the day to sit down with a book and go through it, well, you know, welcome to the club. So many people feel this way. But, you know, if you're anything like me, you feel like there's some business books that you just need to, you know, read through, but you just don't have the time. Here's a couple at audible.com. Red Alert, Investigation of a Looming Threat. Great by Choice from the Greatness Guru. Toyota Way of Lean Leadership, and many, many more. The Big Short, Inside the Doomsday Machine, and How to Win Friends and Influence People. There's a classic. All these books, if you need to, any of these books, if you need to get your business reading done, you can do that at audible.com. Actually, there's a website, audiblepodcast.com/FTL, where you can go get your free download. Any of these books I've mentioned or any others, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They make it fast, easy, and affordable. I've gone and downloaded over there. It is it's an easy process to go through. If I can do it, you can do it. And go get your free download from audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
So we're talking about Mega Upload and how it has been taken down by the federal government. It was a huge website doing all kinds of business. Over $175 million, apparently, is what they at least have earned from advertising revenue. Just basically a site that allows anyone to upload anything they want to it, then send that link out to whomever they like and have people download those files. And ostensibly, that should have been it. It should have been, you know, this is our service. We provide it. We're hands-off. We don't know what you're uploading. We don't know what you're downloading. Have fun with it. It should have been where it ended for Mega Upload. But it looks like some of their employees were aware that some people were using Mega Upload for transferring pirated files on the Internet. And the federal government's claim is that they didn't do anything about it. And what I'd like to know is, why would they be obligated to? How is it that I, as a website operator, even if I know that someone is posting pirated material on my website, how is it that I am obligated to become the federal government's enforcer of their copyright laws? But just besides the fact that they're going to put me in a cage if I don't do it, what is my obligation to do those things?
I don't think you have an obligation, but, you know, in this case, there's some level of involvement. Look, I don't think this is right either, but there's some level of involvement of your company, because you're the place where as far as the government's concerned, these are stolen items. If you take stolen items and store them in your place of business for someone else, then you've participated in this.
If I took the stolen item, that would be true. But if my place of business is an open hub where anybody can walk in, put something there, and I don't know necessarily that
it's
there.
But you do know, then you participated.
Well, if someone alleges that there's a stolen item in my business, it's not my obligation to investigate the truth to that claim. If someone uploads a file that says copyrighted software.zip, you know, it's not my obligation to enter that zip file to confirm or deny whether or not there is indeed copyrighted software in there and do something about it. But all that said, essentially that's what's coming down to, is the federal government saying that, well, Mega Upload, if they'd known that there was pirated software or file shared software on their servers, should have done something. And I don't think they should have. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. We can tell you more about it in a moment here. Also, take your calls about anything. Steve's on the line listening in St. Louis. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi there.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
So I had some concerns about, common law. Like, you know, throughout the years, people have understood that you don't assault someone else. You don't take away their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You don't steal from them. You know, you don't hurt them. As long as you do that, then you can live peacefully amongst all the other people.
Sounds about right.
Right?
Yep.
But, yeah. But ultimately, what it comes down to is sometimes you get in arguments, disagreements with other people. Maybe they don't like your ideas, you know, what you're trying to say. Like, maybe about what we're talking about here, you know, with the anti-piracy laws and whatnot. So
certainly
if
a possibility.
They don't like your ideas, though.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Where were you going with this?
I was just saying it was certainly a possibility. I was only interjecting briefly. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. But yeah, if you disagree with somebody on something, and you're not hurting that person, you're not taking anything away from them, you're not, you know, attacking them or stealing their property, you should be able to have a disagreement with somebody. But I think what happens is, in some of these cases, people get so upset about their disagreement that they try and make laws to keep someone from disagreeing with them. I think that's kind of related to what we're talking about here. Like, that's what they're doing. They're making laws against, you know, individuals who want to, you know, go onto these websites and download something.
Well, you know, it is a little more than a disagreement. It's an unusual sort of disagreement. This disagreement is based on the idea of whether or not intellectual property exists, basically. And so it's not your average sort of he said, she said.
If it does exist in the way that the government claims it exists, then one is aggressing against one's neighbor. I don't think that that's true, but if it does, then that's the case. So, I mean, it sort of boils down to, does intellectual property exist or doesn't it? And if it does exist, in what form does it take? And those kind of things.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. But this can come down to even a more basic disagreement, like between friends or family or whatever, where you just, you know, you're explaining to somebody, this is the way I feel, and they tell you, well, no, I don't agree with you. And it's wrong. And at some point, the government gets involved and tries to make laws about that. I think freedom is pretty simple. I think you just don't aggress against anyone else. You don't hurt them and you don't steal from them. That's freedom.
If only more people agreed with you, Steve.
There's no reason to make laws, like, other than that.
Well, the reason that they make laws is so lawyers can have work. And so the police can have more things to generate revenue from. And I tend to agree with you. I wish more people thought like that. And that's why we need to get people that think like that together all in the same place. And, of course, that's what the Free State Project is all about. Thank you, Steve, for the call tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's get people who love freedom and those ideas together all in the same geographic location so we can help influence our neighbors to also think similar things and then maybe throw off the shackles of this crazy federal government that we're having to deal with. We're coming up here at 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose It Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there, including our mobile site. If you have a smartphone and you'd like quick access to our live streams and podcasts, just go to m.freetalklive.com. You can access both our broadband and dial-up stream from there, m.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's free like the rest of our website. Now, we were just talking about the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom, and how it is that if we actually want to achieve these things, it makes the most sense, to me at least, and I think, Mark, you agree, to move people together who love the ideas of liberty. That makes sense.
It's certainly better than most of the ideas. Sitting around and advocating for the ideas of liberty right where you are, certainly not the worst thing to do, but not as efficient as it could be, perhaps.
That wasn't working for me, so I picked up and I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and hundreds of other people who are of like mind have done the very same thing. They've settled in here. They're making a new life for themselves, making new friends, getting new jobs and contracts and starting new businesses. And it's just going to keep getting better as more people show up. There's actually a camera crew in town, Mark. They were here today to shoot an interview with me, and they've been shooting footage of activism going on around here in Keene. They're going to create what they call a sizzle reel and also a pilot episode for what could be a reality TV show based in the Shire.
Oh, my.
Which I think is pretty interesting. So, it's happening here, and it's not happening anywhere else. People are getting together only here. How many other areas do you know of where there's an influx of liberty-minded people moving there? For the purpose of being active and achieving liberty in our lifetime. How many other places? It's just not happening. So if you want to join up, go to freestateproject.org and also learn about the Liberty Forum, which is a great time for you to come here and meet many of the voices that you hear on the air on Free Talk Live via either behind the mics or on the phones. You'll meet some of the great Liberty personalities up here. You'll also get to meet some great special speakers like Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, Peter Schiff, the investment advisor. He'll be doing a keynote address and will be giving a seminar, as I understand it. Prax Girl will be there as well as Joel Salatin, Jackson, who's also a keynote speaker at the event. He is the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. Those aren't the only guest speakers, though. There's a bunch of them, and you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about who the speakers are. In addition, as I understand it, they have just posted the official schedule for the event. So if you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, you still haven't bought your tickets yet, you wanted to see who was going to be speaking when on what day, maybe you're someone who can only make it up on Saturday, you can't make it for the full Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday event, or you know, if there's only certain times you can come up, you want to know exactly what's happening on each day, go and check it out now. The schedule is up at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And of course, all the hotel details are there and everything. When you sign up, when you buy the tickets, use our coupon code and save yourself 10%. Coupon code is FTL2012. Again, that's FTL2012 to save 10% on the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and we'll see you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. So, we'll continue here. 855-450-FREE is the number we've been talking about. Mega Upload, we can get back into that as necessary. But first, we go to you and your thoughts. Robert is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, called a couple days ago, very end of the show, and I guess you guys had to move on. But and I just want to barely touch on this. I want two separate subjects, if I have time. You know, if not, it's okay. But the and I am a libertarian, by the way, so let me go ahead and preface that. And I agree with almost everything you guys stand for, maybe even more hardcore on some issues. But so the far as like you brought up about the eBay, you know, as far as drugs not being regulated and what have you, and do it like an eBay system where people vote, you know, and if it's good, then obviously the better, more legitimate groups would get the better ratings and whatever. Only one caveat.
Are you referring to the Silk Road? Before you go on, you're referring to the Silk Road and this sort of black and gray market that they have there, through
right.
which people deal in bitcoins and receive user ratings, even though they remain anonymous.
Well, and so I've got a scenario that, you know, I'd like to hear your opinion and don't want to dwell on it too much because there's another avenue I'd love to venture into. But what about like somebody that's got a perfect rating? Like I have an eBay perfect rating, all positives, you know, upwards of 2,000, and I get hard up for money. And there's been some crooks that want to come to me and say, you know what, I will quote unquote hack your account, let me sell 1,000 of my gadgets under your name, and people will think it's awesome because you've got such an incredible rating. You know?
You're asking what would happen if someone threatened you with...
Not threatened, invited. Let's say I was hard up for money. The economy sucks. I'm not doing well. I mean, you know, I'm barely making ends meet. Some... you know, less than upfront person comes to me and says, I've got a product, I'm not even going to tell you about it, okay, but I want your account, I'm going to hack it so you have no, you know, there won't be any liability on your part.
Plausible.
Give me your name and your, you know, your password, and here's cash money and see you later.
So,
does this happen on eBay?
Absolutely, it could.
No, it doesn't.
I have been ripped off on eBay.
I have, you know, things have gone poorly with me on eBay. I mean, I don't know that I've been ripped off necessarily, but, you know, I'm just wondering, is eBay going to say, oh, yeah, your account got hacked? I mean, if you've got a reasonable password and stuff like that. To some extent, this sounds like eBay's fault for not having enough, this auction site that we're referring to. It would sound like their fault for not having enough fail-safes.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know if I'm quite clear on what it is you're bringing up here. So let me see if I'm straight on this. You're saying that you've got a great eBay rating, you're falling on tough times, you need money, some unscrupulous person comes by and says that he wants to use your account because you've got good ratings, maybe he's going to sell a questionable product of some sort, and he offers you some sort of cash amount up front in order to gain access to your account which he could then use to sell his maybe questionable product on eBay.
Yeah.
And And you're saying that this is bad. That
sounds bad. My question would be, what kind of tyranny should I have to deal with because a bad thing is possible?
Well, I think that it would localize things more. I mean, I think that then people would be very more distrusting of random great ratings, and they would learn to trust more of the tighter friends they've got. And for example, Amazon, I don't care how many positive responses, some 5 stars people have, you know, of these books. I want to see the negatives, and I'll rate them by the negative. They're all going to have some negative ratings. If they have none, then I question that. And so I'm just saying, you know, and again, I don't want to dwell on it.
I guess what I don't understand is, like, are you advocating something as a result of this? Because, sure, fraud can happen in a marketplace. I mean, obviously, that's a possibility. That's why eBay has the rating system in the first place. It's not foolproof. I mean, clearly, you've come up with an instance where, in theory,
right. Someone
could do an end run around the rating system. But I would imagine that if this person is selling a questionable product, that all of a sudden your ratings will start to go down. And if you've got, you know, a 100%, and then all of a sudden you go down to 95%, and all the recent, if you look at eBay and their feedback, it'll show you within the last 6 months and then within the last, you know, eight months or whatever.
What I'm saying is, I believe
that guy wouldn't be able to get away with scamming people for very long, so I don't know how much money it would be worth for him to buy your account away from you. It seems very unlikely.
You're right. It wouldn't last for long unless he's got, let's say, 500 for sale. I mean, you can put any quantity you want to on there for sale, and if it at a great price for a terrible product, and I'm talking, let's just say, a pill that makes
you feel like... I see what you're saying. I don't understand what your point... I guess I don't understand where you're going with this, so we'll bring you back here in a moment, Robert. More in a moment with Robert at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a system can be scammed and manipulated? So what? For the most part, it's not.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us via various different methods to get interactive on the site. There's the Free Talk Live BBS, the bulletin board system. There's the chat room as well. If you go to the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com, there are other listeners in the chat room, usually every single night of the week, and you can interact with them. You can also watch and listen to the show at the same time because it's the cam page, cam.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with Robert listening in Huntsville to WBHP, and Robert, you've pointed out that the eBay system, the feedback system that they have there, could be flawed to some extent, and that if you were hard up for cash and someone who was an unscrupulous seller wanted to, they could perhaps buy your account from you for some unknown sum of money, and then you would then step away from it as they utilized your account and your good reputation to market their questionable products, thereby ruining the reputation of your account down the line. You've essentially pointed out a potential hole in their system, but as, of course, is the case, most people aren't going to do this, and their eBay reputation system works very, very well for the most part. Obviously, there could be exceptions, one of which you may have discovered. But I guess I'm wondering what the relevance of you pointing this out is. Robert, do we have Robert?
Libertarian. I believe in, drugs. Listen, you are in charge of your body, and you're in charge of buying whatever you want to buy and putting in whatever you want to put in. It's just that, obviously, there are other situations similar to like that could happen, and it's not a fail-proof system. And so that's where we got today.
Who said it was fail-proof?
Is that people obviously then overcompensate by making the war on drugs and all of, the whole all of that just be just overblown. So I'm just saying.
Whoa, hold on. Who said that eBay's rating system was fail-proof?
I think they're all fail. Failures for the most part. You've got to be able to weed through there. Amazon's rating system and all of that. I don't believe in any. Do you believe in all of everything you read on Amazon and eBay?
Well, no. Of course, you can't believe everything you read. But I think.
But if a guy's got 100% rating on eBay, yeah, I generally believe he's going to send me my stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had good experiences.
If it's him, and if he hadn't been hacked. example.
Okay, I don't worry about these things happening. Look, if you're afraid of that, then you go away from, don't use online retail. And
or don't
go
buy.
Go to the big box stores and walk into Walmart or Target or whatever, and then you can, you know exactly what it is you're getting. Of course, you won't get any reviews in those cases.
And but they'll shake you down and check your receipt on the way out.
But
You got a refund policy and all that.
I don't sit on eBay and worry about, I don't, you know, if I'm going to get a toner cartridge for my printer or something like that, I don't worry, oh my God, is this person's account hacked? I mean, it just doesn't even, that doesn't even cross my mind.
You're going to get ripped off a few times in your life.
Well, you're talking about in today's world, I'm talking about in a libertarian world where all drugs, let's say the drugs were illegal. Because that was the preface of your discussion before.
Why are drugs even factoring into this conversation?
With an eBay rating system. So let's say I've sold a couple of marijuana $10 bags that everybody loves, 400 plus ratings, everybody's loving it. Then all of a sudden somebody's selling ecstasy, okay, that wants to quote unquote hack my account, sell it for $20, it's the best stuff ever, and pull off about $20,000. You don't think stuff like that can happen?
First of all, I don't understand why you're bringing that into this, but if you're talking about a world in which drugs are legal, I can walk down to the corner store and buy some there. I wouldn't have to buy it online.
Well, with the exception of you could get killed walking down the corner, but, it's a lot easier to ship
what
and bring it in where Mr. FedEx man's delivering it to your door.
I am so confused by this call right now. I'm sorry, Robert. Maybe I'm just misunderstanding you. Why am I going to get killed walking down to CVS to buy some pot?
Or ecstasy, where pot's legal?
In a world where drugs are legal.
Well, the fact of the matter is most people that buy drugs, that let's say they go to church, let's say they're the mayor of the town, they pretty much probably privately rather get delivered in a private box to their door rather than go down and buy it at the CVS so everybody sees them walking out the store.
I mean, a lot of people go and buy alcohol.
I haven't seen the mayor at the liquor store, but it wouldn't bother me if I did.
So I don't understand why that means I'm going to get killed for walking to the CVS to buy some drugs.
Metaphorically speaking, guys, come on now. I'm just bringing
metaphorically
another
speaking,
viewpoint.
Maybe we should move on to the second issue.
I am so confused. But, yeah, let's just move to the next issue because I don't understand what you're saying.
Issue, the other issue I've got is New Hampshire, which I've never been to your state, right? I live in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
But in a free state, I would expect one avenue, let's say sports, for example, to be dominant, even though it's a very, very, very teeny tiny state, to be dominant, because if it's a free state, that would mean people can go to whatever school, they would gravitate, the best athletes would gravitate towards the best coach, who would have the best team, and in different avenues would have the best sports. And I don't know New Hampshire having any sports presence whatsoever.
New Hampshire is not the free state. It is an oppressed state, just like every state is. So.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you are you new to the show?
No, I've been listening. I mean, on and off. I usually don't listen this late, but
well, it's a project. We're members of the Free State Project, which means there's a project, and that means that there's stuff to do. So there's a lot of problems here in New Hampshire. It is not free. There's no freedom here whatsoever.
It's the freest state as rated by the Mercatus Center, but that's like saying it's the best form of cancer. It's got all the challenges that the smaller places have, generally. And
understood. I've coached basketball, and I just thought, my goodness, if there was actually a state like that had freedom and where folks could go to whatever school they wanted to and gravitate to whatever, that they're not delegated to the corner school that they just happen to live in, then, man, there could really be some fantastic programs of all different varieties.
I'd say theoretically that all businesses would thrive in a more free market.
Absolutely.
A more free market, not just a free market. I would agree that sports would probably to some extent too. There will be challenges in the area of timing. It's going to take a while for all these things to sink in and for the best in the world to gravitate to a place where they would make more money and have more freedom. But and also the problems of being a small state and the impingements of the federal government upon them and things like that. So yeah.
All right. So yeah, freedom's good. That's why we're working towards it. But we've got a long way to go, and that's why we're trying to get as many people to move here as possible. If New Hampshire already was a free place, it wouldn't be hard to recruit people to move here.
They want
to
move here.
Because it'd be a better place to live. It's a little more free than some other places, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to make it, you know, the undeniably most free place in the world and very attractive. So this is a project, and we want people who want to be activists to come up here, and that's what we've been recruiting for. But since we're done with that issue, I'd like to go back. What would make you think I'm going to get robbed going to the corner store to buy some ecstasy?
Well, okay. That was important. Not robbed. If it's legal, I'm just saying in the South, there are people that social negativity towards other people. Like, let's say, for example, if you're known to smoke weed, you are a outcast, you're a loser, okay? If you're known to do coke or drugs or whatever, people are all into everybody's business, especially in the smaller towns and all that number.
Okay.
My point being is you're more apt if you're in one of those situations where you're higher up in society in a smaller town in the South. I don't know about the West. I don't know about the North. I don't know about the Midwest, but I do know the South, where you're definitely more apt if you see where you can get a potentially very good product of what you want in the privacy of your own home delivered to your door. You'll pay a little more to get that than
that makes
actually
sense.
Exposing yourself to go down to the store and Mr. Joe Bob, Smith.
I spent 26 years in the South before.
Well, I don't think that it matters where it is. You know, you do understand in a world where drugs are legal and people are allowed to put the drugs into their system, the drugs won't be nearly as expensive. So therefore, ripping somebody off for something that would, say, be the equivalent cost of, say, an aspirin pill probably wouldn't be worth besmirching your name.
Most people in the South, when they go to the liquor store, aren't getting robbed blind when they're going
home.
It
sounds like your scenario includes the assumption that prices for drugs and illicit drugs would be the same.
Thanks, Robert. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.